My name is Annika Bergviken Rensfeldt and I work at the University of Gothenburg, Sweden. In collaboration with my colleague Katarina Pleikoro, I have written this article on the curricular reforms of school digitalization in Sweden during the last 50 years. In the article, we focus on the socio-technical imaginaries of these curriculum reforms. That is what future knowledge and citizens, society is considered needing, and which further is reinforced by the investments in digital technologies. Our empirical material consists of official documents from 1969 to 2019 and includes curricula, syllabus, governmental evaluations, as well as news articles. And we also repurposed an archive material of interviews with early school digitalization pioneers. Two main results appear from our analysis, comparing the similarities and differences in the reforms over the 50 years. And we locate these to three distinct periods: the late 1960s, the mid-1990s, and the late 2010s. One result is that in all these periods, a recurrent strategy of reform has been to address the future society needs and break with the past to shape a new future imaginary. And therefore, the argument of the future keeps coming back, which we also refer to in the article title. The argument starts with the 1960s industrial and welfare prosperity ideas. And in the 1990s, it returns, but then turns into more of a society ideal with internationally oriented information and network connectivity as an ideal. And then it transformed to the more recent knowledge economy versions in the 2010s. There are so strong socio-technical imaginaries that are a part of this, and it starts with the strong ideas of school computers in the 1960s and 70s, followed by ICT, information and communication technology, and network building. That leads up to today's learning platforms and global infrastructures currently expanding into schools. The other result is that major divergences in the digitalization curricula relate to governance transformations. And in particular, we discussed the implications of the highly decentralized reforms taking place from the 1990s and onwards. Activities and investments that has impacted upon inequalities in schools in different ways.